are, and welcome to a regular episode of the Friday Night Movie Podcast. We like to say at the beginning of one of these episodes, we are back. We are back from South by Southwest. We are back from all of the special episodes and amazing interviews. Go listen to them.
Good to have Lily back.
But this is a regular episode. It's Shy Lily and Becky.
Guys back.
Shy Lily and Becky.
Lily,
how was the FOMO?
Fine.
Okay, can I just start off with some recap stories of our South by experience? Now,
yeah, we're not going to recap all the movies.
No, we're just going to tell the other shenanigans. The shenanigans.
Complicated. Wait, can I just say the FOMO's complicated because it looks like it's the most fun, but it also looks like it's the worst.
No, so it's the most kind fun. Of some,
it's the most fun.
Have like pregnancy when you deliver and you have amnesia, you have South by Southwest amnesia, Becky.
No, it's the best.
Because when you came home, you looked like you had been. Like a truck hit you, and then
well, you don't.
You
but
home
to
an
be clear,
sleep.
I have the best time the whole time. I am
had the best time.
But Shai, that's like what it says on your T-shirt. That's just you.
Unless it's the
Becky
beach.
Says, I have the best time some of the time. But then I forget how bad a time I had. That's Becky's T-shirt.
So
that is our soundbite for this.
Okay, week. So listen. I have to, in my household, I have to be in charge of everything all the time. And so therefore, when working and traveling with Shai, I really allowed myself to get a little bit too comfortable with allowing somebody else to make all of the plans and arrangements. Because it's such a relief.
In fairness, I really try to do it well for you. Like I
am you're always you're always ordering the night. Or the Ubers are there. Everything's organized. We're on time. Like it is so stress-free, hassle-free that I just turn that part of my brain off and I go, oh, Shai's in charge. I don't have to worry. So we leave for the airport. I don't even check my ticket. I checked in at some point.
In fairness, you did ask me right before we left. You said, what airport are we going to?
And Shai said, we're 100% going to Reagan. I said, oh, great. It's only 10 minutes away. So we load our stuff. I'm not saying we're cutting it close, but we're definitely operating on the like, we have TSA pre-check. We don't need to get there early. Like we want to kind of get there, check the bags, go right to the gate for the flight. We don't want like,
and also we're going to check at the curb. We're
the curb check. Yeah. Like we don't want to waste a lot of time.
Throwing your bags at someone and getting on a plane.
Getting on a plane. We don't want to sit around the airport much.
And so, for South by, we have a lot of bags.
Well, a lot of bags. And we arrive at the curbside check-in and I go, oh, yeah, I have one bag to check. And the guy says, oh, can I see your ID and your boarding pass? And he's looking at it and he goes, I'm so sorry, but I can't check your bag. And I'm like, oh my God, is that because the flight's leaving in a few minutes? Like, what do you mean you can't check it? There's no batteries in here. It's a tiny, I'm like, this is a tiny bag. It's not overweight. And he's like, oh no, I can't check your bag because this is the wrong airport. Which, by the way, was a very funny way for him to tell me I was at the wrong airport. Instead of, he's just like, I can't check your bag. You're going to Dulles. So we don't have a lot of time. There's a moment of panic. Luckily, the Uber driver hadn't driven away yet. We hopped
right back
in.
That was a heads up move, Becky. Becky like
was,
banged on his
like,
window.
I was like, take out the Dulles. And I want to say we made it with just enough time for me to like refill my water bottle, get like a bag of candy and
Uber?
Get on the plane. And get on the flight. What? I had to Venmo him. I just Venmoed him.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay,
Becky
book
negotiated
no,
Shai
did.
That
you have to beg
like
him
a boss.
For a favor.
No, Becky did it like a boss. She's like, we can't rebook the Uber because you never know you could get some
right.
Uber that's a mile away.
20
so Becky's
away,
like,
yeah.
Do you do Venmo? And he goes, I do Zelle.
And I was like, start
driving.
My
brother will handle it.
we did make it.
Wow.
We
How
did
you make it? That's a half hour away, isn't
you
it?
You know why? Because boarding takes 300,000 years because there's 72 boarding groups.
But isn't there after a certain amount of time, they won't let you check your bag anymore? Like the check-in is closed?
Yeah, I think we literally only arrived like a half hour before we took off and we were able to. There was, you know what it was? Shai tipped the curbside check-in guys a lot of money to make sure that the bags got on the plane.
That is true. I was like, Becky, did you tip? She's like, no. I'm like, well, I guess one of our bags are getting on the plane.
And again, like Shai being Mr. Prepared for our guests that we were going to be interviewing over the course of the weekend, made sure that we were going to have tons of good snacks to offer them.
We had a different setup this year. We were not at the Wonder House. The Wonder House wasn't there. We missed the Wonder House and the University of Arizona. But have no fear. Friday Night Movie thrived. We had a suite at the JW Marriott, which also doubled as my bedroom. But yeah, as a result, we could not rely on the delicious food of Chef Omo.
Oh, God, it was so good last year. It was so good. So we needed to take, you know, control of things. Now, I'll backtrack and actually say, in the car ride over to Dulles, Shai hands me his phone and he goes, look over my food order. Make sure you approve it. Now, I get extremely carsick. Like, if I look down at a phone, I will be carsick for 6 hours, which is exactly what happened. I looked down at his phone for all of like 1 minute, and I was like, Shai, I'm going to barf. I'm sure this is fine. It looks like you got a variety. And there was a big variety. What I didn't realize, because I couldn't look at the fine print, because I would have vomited all over that Uber. In the fine print, while there was a lot of variety, there was also an extraordinary amount of quantity.
Well, in order to get the variety,
there
I got
always
the quantity.
Is with Shai.
Because we were ordering from this place, HEB, which is like the Texas supermarket to order things from. And I wanted to
try everything. The small bags, the big bags.
Well, the small bags were for the guests because I didn't want people sticking their hands in like.
No, I don't. I don't even like sharing. Yeah. So like, let's say he got a 20 pack variety pack of chips. He bought three boxes.
Well, because I wanted
the
different
flavors.
And then he bought
four different types of variety packs, three boxes. There are hundreds of snacks. There was an entire Costco. There was an entire Costco worth of food in his room. I'm so hungry right now. What I would do for some of those HEB snacks.
Also, for the people doing paleo, I got chicharrones or like chicharrones
flavored
pork
rinds.
Which
was very popular.
Very popular.
A lot of people ate the chicharrones.
And so were the protein bars. The protein bars, the chicharrones.
I think I ate a lot of the protein bars.
And then Becky's addition of oranges.
Oranges?
Every single person came in. We were often the first interview of the day for people. They would come in and they would be like, I need some vitamin C.
Yeah. So let's just say we knocked it out of the park.
Fresh fruit.
What?
You brought fruit.
And you know, you guys make fun of me for watching ASMR videos, but the new trend in ASMR is restocking and pantry organization ASMR videos. It's the hot topic right now on YouTube in the ASMR community. And so I just say that, like, if you want to post a picture of the beautiful snack display I did, it's from watching all those videos.
That is true.
How's your pantry at home?
Beautiful. It's not in a good place.
We arrived there and I'm setting up the equipment and Becky's looking at me. What can I do to help? I'm like, please organize everything. I got the food here. That's as much
and
as
I organize it. Lily, you know the story of my pantry at home where Miri got a black eye because a can of coconut cream fell on her face when she was trying to get something out of the pantry.
That's true. Let's say you had 100% of the snacks. What percentage did people actually eat?
Every single person. Every person ate a snack or took a snack with them.
I mean, like, how much was left? 50%?
So 93%.
No, that's not true. I would say I probably got three times as much, but it was hard to tell. But it's okay.
It was hard to tell.
Because at the end.
Wouldn't you have ordered more as you went on?
No, it's too annoying. You're too busy. You
we're
can't deal
for
with
5 days,
orders.
And we're doing one.
We're doing multiple
Instacart
orders.
Order.
We're doing one. You never know where
order.
You're going to be.
It was efficient. The Instacart order, but don't worry because I didn't let it go to waste.
No, you didn't.
Lily.
Do you know how I know?
Oh, yeah, Becky doesn't know this.
I don't know this story.
Know about this. Shai calls me from his hotel room pretending like he's calling to chit chat as he's.
No, I was
to
calling
and
to
check
chit-chat.
Out. And I was like, this doesn't seem like a convenient time for you to call me as he's like packing up his bag, waiting for someone to come get his luggage, like checking out of a hotel. That doesn't seem like chit-chat time. But he's like, no, he's calling to say hi. And then he's like, look, Lil, I need a favor. I need you to explain to the housekeeping that they can keep the snacks. Because she doesn't understand me because I don't speak enough Spanish.
My Spanish was really shitty. And I tried to do it myself.
You didn't put into Google Translate?
No, I put Lily on speakerphone. No, there was a lot of back and forth. There was a lot of back and forth.
I was I was the Google Translate. I was Siri. Can you?
I just put Lily on speaker.
Lovely person.
So what did you explain?
There was a lot of back and forth. It wasn't as simple as you think.
Why wasn't it as simple?
Because there's
was she not allowed?
Because there I wasn't as simple because part of her was like, "But is this garbage?" Like part of her was like, "Well, what do you mean?" Then the other part of her was like, "I can't be like caught for stealing. Like, am I misunderstanding you? Because I don't want to take this man's food, and then like I'm gonna get in trouble." Then there was another part of, "Okay, cool, that's really nice of him. I can't do anything in the room until he checks out of the hotel. Like, I can't take anything from the room. I can't clean the room. I have to wait till he leaves because it's checkout day." So I just kept standing there, and I was like, "Sha, you have to leave the room." You have to go. She's not going to take the snacks while you're there. And then she said, thank you. Like her whole colleague, like all her colleagues were like, we're going to be super appreciative because they were going to keep all
the snacks. They were so nice. The folks who helped us.
I promised her that they were fresh. She was like, but is this garbage food? Is he throwing, like, is this should be going in the garbage? I was like, no, it's fresh. He can't take it on the plane with him.
Yeah, I did certain things I did so as not to waste. I brought home, I stuffed a lot of beef jerky in one of the bags. My kids are like, beef jerky and Oreos, Dad. That's what you brought us back from Austin. Okay, this is a movie. This is a movie and TV podcast. Lily, people haven't heard your voice in a while. What have you been watching?
I mean, they haven't, but are you ever releasing that True Detective episode we did?
Yeah. It's coming. It's coming.
Like, maybe that is coming before this, and they have heard my voice.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Know. We don't know. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. I feel like I've been watching a lot, and I feel like I don't even have everything on here that I watched. But the number one, like, biggest deal, sorry, Becky, it's not ASMR. It's not in that community, so you probably haven't heard about it. But the thing is One Day on Netflix.
Oh no, I've heard of it, but can I tell you, I got I was gonna watch it, but then I like
okay,
was too anxious.
Right now, we're like, oh my god,
I was too anxious to watch it because I was like preemptively afraid I was gonna become show emotional, and I just don't have the capacity for that. So I'll tell you what I watched instead. Will I become show emotional the way I did with Normal People?
I don't think it's Normal People level, but it's in that vein. And
but like, I know, like, last night
normal
I was going to watch
was,
it.
Like, epic. That was like too much. No, I think this is, you know what? I can't speak because I've talked to a few people who like have communicated that they feel the way we felt about Normal People. So maybe, but since you already feel that way about
either
Normal
of these
People,
shows, what is One Day about? Pitch it.
Okay. So One Day is your nightmare show. It's like the opposite for you. I was very against it. I had my own I Told You show to myself because I was like, I'm not watching this shit. This is not what I'm watching. I read the book and I've seen the movie. And I can't tell what ruined it for me first, the book or the movie. But the movie's so bad. Sorry, Anne Hathaway and that guy from that Beatles movie. That guy that made like the movies that was like all the beautiful
Ed Sheeran?
Across the Universe. Across the Universe. Remember that movie? Across the Universe?
Yeah.
Sturgeon?
Yeah.
Sturgeon?
I know Jim Sturgis. Jim Sturgis.
Yeah. Okay. So that guy and Anne Hathaway make this movie. I don't think it's either one of their faults. The movie is not good. I did not like the movie. It made me hate the book.
This is an
maybe
old movie.
The book made me hate the book.
This is an old movie.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is the first time in the history of television and film and literature that the show is better than the book and the movie. So skip those and watch the show. I find myself alone at mom and dad's for one night before I have to catch a flight home. Mom and dad are in Florida. I'm by myself. And I was like, you know what? I can't commit to this. I'm in a travel mood. I can't commit to something. I'm just going to watch something where I already know the story, but like this way I can say I've seen this. It was getting curious. Has the guy from White Lotus, the bad, sexy boyfriend/nephew guy. Leo. Oh, okay. Woodall.
The British guy?
Yeah, the guy that's like not the nephew.
Is he British? I don't know what he is, but the not-nephew.
Yeah, he's British. He's British. And, all right, I'll give it a chance. And then like 4 hours later, I was like, I think I should go to bed. And then I watched the rest on my trip home. And it's excellent. And the acting is great. The casting is amazing. It's one of these things, you know, it's something that is worth seeing. The premise is that it's two friends that meet on the last day of on the day of graduation at the graduation party of university. And on July 15th, and then it's July 15th for 20 years. So it's on the same day once a year. And
are there 20 episodes?
This is making me very anxious.
No, there's 14. There's 14 episodes. It's not exactly
Groundhog
years.
Day.
No, because it's a year later in their lives. You're just seeing them as they've grown a year older.
Oh, so it's before Sunset Paradise. What's it called? Sunset?
Kind of like that. But it's epic. Like I've had a few conversations with Shai, with your wife, with a friend, with Stein. And yeah, I definitely recommend. It's if you're in the mood for that kind of thing, for sure recommend. Then, I'll go quick because I feel like I watched like a cute with Dennis Quaid's son, who's looking more and more like him, Jack Quaid.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had a few like moments in this. Like I know he's in The Boys, but as he gets older, he had a few moments where it was like weird to like see Dennis Quaid's face. He did this rom com with the girl that's in Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh yeah,
TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Quaid's it was awesome. Cute. It was like I'm on an airplane. I'll
watch
that.
What's that called?
Situation. It's called Plus One on Netflix. That's like maybe a cute Peloton show to watch. Movie. It's a rom-com. It was cute. You know what wasn't?
I like that a Peloton like, show. Like a workout. Like watch out while you're
yeah.
watching.
Like a workout show. Yeah.
Allie has a lot of workout shows.
A lot of workout shows.
Allie went rogue, by the way, watched American Fiction when I was away. Whoa. You know how much that screws me? Like, that's a movie I was waiting to watch with her.
Mm.
That's a serious betrayal.
I mean, we didn't agree that's to not see it together, but like, come on, that's like a good movie. You don't.
But also, it's about books. So, in her defense, I think that you wouldn't watch that.
She doesn't 100% know if you'd even watch it.
Yeah, but I have to say, guys, and now that it's public that we made one movie, I watched a movie this weekend that made me very committed to keep making movies with you guys, because I watched Anyone But You. Allie told me not to watch it.
Which movie is that?
Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, yeah. It's huge. It made so much money. It made like $200 million or something. Insane. Right.
Allie was like, "Lil, it's dumb, but watch if you want to watch." And I was like, it's research for the rom-com we'll make one day. Wow. This movie proves you just need like two famous hot people in Australia,
right,
and a few shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
There was a point where I was like, I can follow a rom-com, but there was a point that I was like, I don't even understand what their scheme is, like why they're doing their scheme. I get that Glenn Powell wants to try to get back an ex, but like Sydney Sweeney's character, I was like, her ex just seems, she keeps calling him perfect and wonderful, and he's the guy from Never Have I Ever, the super hot guy. So the like Japanese guy, what's his name?
Paxton Hall Yoshida.
Thank you.
Yoshida.
So she's like, Paxton Hall Yoshida's there. She keeps calling him perfect, but then she ends up with Glenn Powell. Not that he's not perfect too, but I'm like, how is this the conflict of this movie?
It was of like which perfect guy to end up with?
Yeah. Yeah, like Glenn Powell's a
listen,
little
listen, not everything can be how to lose mom. A guy in 10 days, okay? Not I everything mean, can be obviously. How to lose a guy in 10 days.
But if you think about like the effort and structure that goes into that, or 2 weeks notice, ugh, right?
Two of the best rom-coms ever.
And then, like, how lazy has the genre gotten that it's just like two hot people? I don't know. It could have been, I feel like it just could have been so much better. They were great though. They were great. I love both of them. Yeah. And then there's a Spanish show. I would love for someone else.
I have a question. Wait, I have a question. Is Sydney Sweeney funny? Cause I take her as like a dramatic actor, whereas Glenn Powell does like the dickish, charming guy very well. But is
I'll
she
say that they have funny? Some really funny, like, B-roll as the epilogue, like of them all singing a song a la Something About Mary.
Wait, so that's
where they're
not
all
B-roll.
Like singing one song.
You mean
well,
just like...
or whatever it is, it's just extra footage of them
epilogue?
Doing a song. It's not really an epilogue because they're just doing a song like in Something About Mary. Is it Something About Mary or is it Lost and Found that they do it?
They do it in
no,
both
something,
of those movies.
The most
both
of them, but Something About Mary is the one that.
That is a great thing.
And
I wish
Bring It
all
On.
Movies could do it. I
and
wish
Bring
all
It On.
And Bring It On. So when I saw it in Anyone But You, you know what, guys? Maybe just watch that part of the movie. That was the best part of the movie, and she's the funniest in that part, where she's like probably just being herself. Her character is definitely
I have not seen anything.
He's the funniest part of the movie.
Anything with her in it?
Well, honestly, I like him enough that I'll watch it. I'm gonna watch it.
Please, you
he's
can
so
definitely
adorable.
Watch it on the Peloton. Definitely, yeah. It's worth. He is delicious. Delicious.
I have plans later. Good to know.
And then there's this show in Spain that I find hilarious. I really like it. Called in the States, it's called Alpha Males. I've mentioned it before.
Oh yeah.
So
I get
really
ads
funny.
For it.
I mean, I think it's great. You'd have to watch it in Spanish with subtitles. I would do that, but you
I'll
guys
watch
maybe
it.
Wouldn't.
No, it's a great rec.
But I think it's like a really funny show. Yeah, I watched Pixels on Shai's recommendation with my
kids.
What'd
you think of that?
There's definitely some humor and stuff in it that's not for like a 3-year-old or a 7-year-old.
Yeah,
at
but
the
they
time.
Didn't understand it.
That's what I kept saying to my husband, to Jose. I kept being like, he's like, that's
he
not
was
appropriate. I'm like,
censoring
they
it.
don't know what's happening. He was just calling
He
me
doesn't.
out for like being what? Like, you showed them Indiana Jones and now you're showing them this. Like, can you be trusted? And I was like, so critical.
Oh my God, he was raised by the guy from Roadhouse. He was raised by Dalton.
I know, that's what I said. But it was
RBD,
I cannot believe, I think
raised
it has
by
like,
Dalton.
I think it has like 17% on Rotten Tomatoes, that movie.
Pixels?
Justice for Pixels. It was
right,
so
isn't it an
cute.
Adorable movie? And it's fun. Josh
Yes,
Gad is
and it's
hilarious
funny.
In it.
Josh Gad is so funny. And the guy from King of Queens. Kevin
Oh, yeah,
Queens,
Kevin
Queens?
James,
Great.
he's
The
always
Queens
great
of
with Adam
Queensland?
Sandler.
What?
Yeah. The Queens, I'm mom.
He
And Peter Dinklage is really funny in it.
Oh, yeah. He's totally like, well, and he's making fun of a real life character in that movie. There's this guy, Billy Mitchell, who is actually at AwesomeCon the year we were at AwesomeCon, who is the King of Kong, who's been accused of cheating.
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating. Anyways, that was great. That was great. So those are mine.
Oh, those are really cool. I'm glad that you like that. A movie I think that I am loving. I'm almost done. There's certain movies I got to watch in sections. Just if it says 2 hours and 45 minutes, like I'm probably not going to sit down and watch it in one sitting, but that's fine. You know, a
I
movie
think
that
that's
I think
people
should.
criticize that. There are people that say that's not okay, but I'm like, sorry. Then make
gotta
sure.
Treat it
I
like
mean,
a
I'm
mini
just.
series.
It's not because I'm. It's not because I'm like not able. I'm just. I'm busy. So. Like, let me pick it up like a good, juicy book. And a movie that I think should definitely have a musical number at the end is Zodiac.
Oh, so you did watch it in the end.
Yeah, I'm almost done. I got like a half hour left. Fincher, because I'm on this, I'm feeling the Gyllenhaal in me.
Yeah,
because
he's great.
Because he was so good in Roadhouse.
He's great.
He's so great.
And he's such an interesting character in that movie.
I can't think of a movie where he's not fantastic in it. You know, he's always good. He elevates everything he's in.
So he's great.
But do they find a killer at the end?
You got some Dermot Mulroney. Don't ruin it. You got Dermot Mulroney. I mean, in real life and everything.
Shy, it's a real story.
Yeah, so they got Dermot Mulroney, got Anthony Edwards. It's just got like one, and it's Fincher, right? So he does murdery things really well.
Yeah.
And
I mean, that
and
is
so,
his thing.
And the reason why I'm checking it out is I was just one of the best things about South by is you are there and everybody loves movies and wants to talk about movies. You're not being annoying, being a movie guy, being like, hey, what are your favorite movies? Or what movies have you seen that you really liked? And had this fun conversation with these two dudes who are movie critics while waiting for Monkey Man. And we talked about Fincher at one point, and they recommended Zodiac. So I was like, I gotta go back and see that. It was pretty fantastic.
I will say, like, I The Killer, which I mentioned that I saw. which I think is on Netflix, is a Fincher movie. But I feel like somebody like de-Finchered it a little bit.
Interesting.
It's not as like pure as I feel like his other stuff has been.
And then the other one,
you expect a lot from
that,
him.
That's really fun. That I thought was I didn't realize until the end it was a Guy Ritchie movie, other than that Jason Statham is in it and it has like heisty things going on.
And it wasn't like in Fast Forward? What do you mean?
Well, exactly. It didn't have those gimmicks. And it was R-rated, not even, it was PG-13. It was like a PG-13 spy thriller.
Enola Holmes?
What? Did he make Enola Holmes?
Yeah, didn't he?
No, did he?
I don't know.
I don't know. Are you just,
I don't know, but I feel like.
Well, he's just naming things?
No, he didn't make it. But
so,
I feel like he
could. But he made Aladdin, right? Like Aladdin is more a Guy Ritchie movie than Operation Fortune Ruse de Guerre. Even though Operation Fortune Ruse de Guerre, you have to say the whole name, is so Guy Ritchie in so many ways. Because it has Eddie Marsden, you know, he's in the Sherlock Holmes movies and he was in Ray Donovan. You know, the little guy with the curly hair.
Oh, he's excellent.
Yeah. And it has Cary Elwes and it has, although no
one. I love Cary Elwes.
Yeah. And it has.
I'm sorry. Did Guy Ritchie just send you like a link to this movie?
No, it's been around, but like this movie was clearly.
You've heard of this, Maggie?
Watch every preview.
And the name of the hero is like Eddie Fortune or something like that. It clearly had a different name at some point, and they were like, "Let's make it really clear." And then clearly people couldn't. They either want to make it into a series or they couldn't agree on what to call it. So at the beginning of the movie, they say "Ruse de Guerre," "Ruse de Guerre." So they were like, let's call the movie that. Anyways.
Oh, my God. Josh Hartnett is in it.
Yeah, he's really funny in it. Josh Hartnett is really funny.
The Hartnett-essence is no joke.
Yeah, he plays an actor who they have to recruit into their
team. The preview looks so funny.
And it has Hugh Grant.
What's his name from Friday Night Dinner's in it? Tom Rosenthal.
Yeah, the kids recognized him. I didn't because he looks a lot different in it, but he's in it. Anyways, it's like a cute, fun, heisty movie, and it was my kids are really into that over right now. They love Glass Onion. They like murder mystery. This kind of fit that. It had Aubrey Plaza, who's Aubrey Plaza is a big star for my kids. She is a big deal. I like Aubrey Plaza. She was great in Parks and Rec, but for my kids, if she's in something, that's like Sydney Sweeney for other people. They're like, because they're like immediately like, we don't want to watch your movie. That, ooh, Aubrey Plaza, we will watch this movie.
That's awesome.
So it was a fun. It's a rent, but like a very satisfying rent.
No,
like
that's one great.
It's like a found money rent. It's like, yeah.
Where is it streaming?
I want to say it's streaming on, Amazon.
Okay, I'll watch that.
But you're only allowed to watch it if you say the full name every time you talk about
Operation Fortune Ruse de Guerre.
You got it.
Okay. So I had a confusion the other night. Mom and Dad have been recommending this show, The Gentlemen.
It's on Stars, sorry.
Yes.
The Gentlemen. And the other day,
Watch with my kids.
All right. I didn't want to get show emotional about one day. So I was like, let me pick something that I won't like get as invested in, like love story. I don't want to watch anything with a love story. So like, I'll watch this show, The Gentlemen. And I'm watching the first episode.
Fair.
And I'm thinking, okay, so like, when's the part where they all turn out to be like British royal assassins or something? Like, this is really confusing. What's this about?
The Gentlemen's about like fixers, I thought.
Okay. So I thought I was watching a TV series based on the movie The Kingsman.
You know what?
I mean, they're not that far off, though.
That's fair because
we're in the same.
That's exactly what I thought it was.
We're in the same world.
So, like, there's no part where they take out like cool little doohickeys or have a weapons room or go get a fancy suit. What is this?
There's no weapons room or fancy suits?
I don't know. So, in the end, I will say I was very confused after I didn't like the first episode because I was confused the whole time because I thought I was supposed to be watching something else. So I think if you know what you're watching, you'll probably like it from the beginning. By the time I got to the second episode, I'm quite into it. And I have to say, it's like, it's It's like it's a fun show. I've probably seen the first three episodes and I'm really enjoying it. But it leads me to my second point, which is I believe that, okay, who stars in this? Theo James and Jamie Dornan are the British Dylan McDermott and Dermot Mulroney. Can't tell them apart. Names are virtually the same. They look exactly alike. Because I also keep getting confused.
I really know
because
who Jamie Dornan is.
But Jamie Dornan is in another show right now. And I also keep getting confused as to which is which and who is who. They're really walking a fine line, the two of them.
Jamie Dornan, the one who is in Barb and Star.
Yes, he's the one for Barb and Star. And Theo James is the one from White Lotus. But give me a break. So that can be, you could switcheroo that and no one would
know. I guess so, but in this picture, Jamie Dornan looks like Henry Cavill.
Shades of Gray?
Jamie Dornan.
I've never seen those, but I would like.
Which is the one from those movies?
No,
Jamie Dornan is in the movies with Dakota Johnson. What are those called?
Then what else is Theo James from? Then what else is Theo James from?
Hunger Games?
No.
No, not Hunger Games. Divergent.
Okay, you see, now I can't tell them apart.
He's from Divergent.
Now I'm very confused.
They are pretty similar, but who the heck is... Who is Theo James in White Lotus?
He's the one that...
He's the rich one. With
the rich guy that's on vacation.
Oh, the ones who end up being, Aubrey like, Plaza's. Actually lovable. The old switcheroo.
Well, if you're me, you think they're lovable.
No, I think in that season they're.
Except we never know if he like cheats with Aubrey Plaza or not.
But
well,
you
he
all,
does.
But he and his wife are happy. They're
happy, but they're
which
terrible.
Makes them win. But makes them win in the world of White Lotus.
Yeah.
They're happy with
happy.
Whatever.
And they have this like open understanding marriage or whatever.
Maybe. I mean, we don't know about that.
I think they just punish each other as part of their like weird.
But,
games they
but
play.
So I thought the gentleman was like an assassin type Kingsman.
No,
and I just
it's a it. Show about
now,
like
can I
about
read you, can
Pixar.
I read you what it's about? Like, it's a it says these when aristocratic
Lily,
she studied
Don't
English.
Do you remember the Aristocats?
She yes. studied and English at a Canadian family. Ivy League.
Can you? When aristocratic Eddie inherits the family estate, he discovers that it's home to a huge wheat empire and its proprietors aren't going anywhere. That's what it's about?
Yeah, and it's
but,
him
but
and
always,
the head of like the weed cartel needing to like
always
fix problems. There's a problem that needs fixing.
There's always
go
an element
awry.
Of that in a Guy Ritchie movie, right? Like there's it's, always like two hippie weed dealers and then
the
a bunch of criminals come in and gun them
Guy
all
Ritchie.
Down.
Okay, so it's basically like the,
no, the
best
gentleman
part...
is from a Guy Ritchie movie.
Yeah, it is. There's a guy, apparently mom said there's a Guy Ritchie what? Movie that predates
oh, yeah,
the show.
It's with Charlie
oh, yeah,
Hunnam
we saw
and
it when Charlie Hunnam dies.
Never saw it, but it's like the best part of a Guy
yeah,
Ritchie movie, which is like the fixing the problem, right? At just every episode.
That's why it sounded familiar.
So
we
it
saw the
right.
gentleman together.
I didn't see it.
That's
but
a
what,
I mean, that's a good show to make into a
so
show. Like,
I haven't seen, again,
I
I'm only seen the first. Oh my God. Shush.
Sorry.
I haven't seen the whole season yet. I've only seen the first few episodes, but right now it has like a monster of the week thing to it where like every week there's like a different problem that needs fixing and there's an overall through line, but you kind of get, they get themselves in a different sticky situation each episode. So it's fun in that way. Like it's.
So yeah. I feel like we're really getting into literature in this episode because we've talked about a lot of shows that have come from movies. I feel like if we get one more, then we've got a theme here because Lily talked
know.
About.
Are we almost done? I need
one
lunch.
Day. Yeah. Lily talked about One Day. Becky talked about The Gentleman.
That was based on a book?
No, based on a movie. That's what I'm
so
saying.
That,
literary.
Which is,
it's very
okay.
Literary.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I want to say is that the next show Allie and I are going to watch when we finish Zodiac, which is not a show, it's a movie, but like it's as long as a show, as many episodes of a show, is we're going to finally commit to watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which I hear is also a great rendition.
I loved it. Can't wait for you guys to watch, and then we can talk about it. Because that's one I didn't get to watch I didn't get to talk about while I was watching, so it was still under embargo. But I would love to talk about that when you guys finish it. It was great.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, it's not a typical action show. It's more of like a relationship drama wrapped inside like a, you know, spy show.
No.
Yeah. I actually don't know if you're going to like it, Shai, but you might appreciate it.
I don't know. You know which one I really liked that I think probably got canceled right away was the True Lies show.
Oh, me too. But I could barely, I mean, I could tell you, that was a real good background noise show. I loved it, but like it was filler.
All right. Well, I guess this is it. I mean, I don't have like a big punctuation. This was like a whole end of an episode. Right. That was a whole episode.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Love you guys. Talk soon.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Friday Night Movie, the sibling rivalry and pop culture podcast. Join the Friday Night Movie family by following @FryNightMovie on all of the socials and visiting our website, FryNightMovie.com. Our theme song is by What Does It Eat? And make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.